It's very challenging. Sometimes it's triggering. However, I do think that there are a lot of important points that were made today. I see a lot of like finger pointing, you know, oh, it's this or it's that, when really we just need to sit down and tackle these obstacles together.
And once again, what are some of the major obstacles? I know you mentioned boots on the ground. Yes. Housing's an issue because it's expensive.
Yes.
To find housing.
There are so many obstacles. So housing is the number one thing. Landlords, the lack of landlords. You know, we have all these beautiful new developments. However, you know, we still have high numbers of poverty. And I think, you know, culturally, 48% or more of the homeless population are Native American. And with that comes with a lot of, you know, layers to that. That could be substance abuse, it could be domestic violence, it could be sex trafficking. So that just kind of layers on top of each other. And it's hard to navigate through those spaces when, you know, you're dealing with so much. You know, some of our relatives too could be, you know, boarding school victims, you know, veterans that don't receive medical attention when they get home. So yeah.
And I know people are mentioning homeless, they know that these resources are out there, but I know from experience, some people who are homeless do not have the means through maybe mental illness or other things.
So yes, there are different obstacles that the homeless do encounter. So they may not have transportation, they may not have a phone, they may not have, you know, maybe they're looking for the next meal, maybe the next drink. So that may not be a priority to them on that certain particular day. It might be really hot or it might be really cold. So these are different things that kind of are barriers on top of barriers. And it's just how do we navigate through all of that to make sure that they're getting the resources, that they know where the resources are, and just making it a little bit easier for them to take that next step to wherever they need.
For you, this is a personal journey, isn't it, today?
Yeah,
if you
sure.
want to explain that a little bit.
While I was in college, I was almost homeless. I was pregnant and, you know, in college, and I had been going through similar things. My family was experiencing substance abuse, and I didn't want to be a part of that. So, you know, I had to kind of make things work. It was a very hard time. However, you know, through that whole time, I started working with Great Plains Action Society. We were formerly known as Indigenous Iowa, and these are things that we tackle on a daily basis because we understand it. We've lived through it. There's different layers to it, and we definitely just feel that. With that being said, it has been a very personal journey for me because it's my work. It's my life's work, basically. I do want to say that, you know, support your local grassroots organizations, the people that are actually, you know, boots on the ground, and that, you know, you can, that you definitely know that they're there helping, you know, BIPOC communities, marginalized communities, handicapped communities, and that really put in that work.